The story you have just heard was true. Only the names were changed to protect the innocent.
On October 3rd, trial was held in Superior Court, Department 89, City and County of Los Angeles, State of California. In a moment, the results of that trial. Stanson, alias the Big Tomato, along with his associates in the narcotic gang, was tried and convicted for violating the State Narcotic Act. He received sentences as prescribed by law and are now serving their terms in the state penitentiary. You have just heard Dragnet, a series of authentic cases from official files. Technical advice comes from the Office of Chief of Police W.H. Parker, Los Angeles Police Department.
the sky, you know how I feel.
Rocket Dog Rescue is a Bay Area organization that works to save dogs from death at overcrowded shelters and put them into happy homes. If you're looking to adopt or have some extra cash you feel like donating, go to rocketdogrescue.org. That's RocketDogRescue.org.
This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
Welcome to the world of Giant Gnome Productions. Find out more online at giantgnome.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Emily, where were you?
Oh, I couldn't see anything, so I snuck around to the side to get a better look at the pod.
Now look, you can't go running off like that. This is a very serious situation. There are guns, bombs, mines, grenades, mustard gas, not to mention aliens.
Aliens? I don't think they're aliens, Doc.
What do you mean they're not aliens?
Well, of course, you are the expert, but I did get a closer look at the pod than you did.
And?
And the marking on the craft said HMS Hague. Whatever that thing is, it's British.
British? What would a British craft be doing travelling in non-space? They never developed the technology. And more importantly, what would they be doing back here in 1917?
Should we go back and try to get in the pod? I don't think there's anyone in it right now, at least no one I could see.
No, too dangerous. Besides, we have to get back to the TARDIS before someone notices.
Notices what? Turn around very slowly, with your hands up in the air. If you make one wrong move, I'll shoot you both where you stand. You, sit over there on the cot. Both of you. Keep your hands where I can see them.
There seems to be some sort of mistake here. We're on your side.
Is that so?
Yes, of course. We're both British, in case you can't tell.
Call me suspicious, but when I see a young woman and a strange man that's
strange.
Just in very odd-looking civilian clothing, just wandering around no man's land, in the middle of a big push, I tend to take notice.
Odd-looking? Really? Do I look that out of place? I was just telling Emily earlier that the one thing I can never get right is the clothing.
Stop chattering and start explaining, or you'll both be shot as German spies.
German spies? Well, that's the last straw. Look, I've let you push us around long enough. We're trying to help you. You have no idea what's going on out there. And what do? You interrupt us in the middle of our work, drag us back here at gunpoint, and now you accuse us of being Germans?
What I think my partner here is trying to say is that we're here on a very special reconnaissance mission for the British government. If you don't believe me, we have credentials. They're in my jacket pocket.
I'll get them. You just keep your hands up.
Inside left. There you go. That should explain everything.
What do you think you're doing?
Psychic paper.
Oh, my. Special operations. Well, I see. I'm sorry. It's just, well, you seem so damned out of place out there.
Don't apologize. Glad to see we still have some very observant young soldiers in this man's army. I don't believe I caught your name.
Burlingham. Daniel Burlingham.
Let's change it up for a couple hours.
Mom's in an SUV. Hey, what's up? Now you know what the fuck's the deal. Hope everybody's doing well. It is Monday evening. Hello, hope everybody had a good weekend. I'm flying solo cholo tonight. It was a long weekend. We all had a great time. Got to hang out with Paul this weekend, but we'll get into that later. We had a tragedy out in Oakland, so there's a big vigil going on out there, and Bill's paying his respects. He's doing his thing. So, you get to listen to me tonight. I did get to go on the dirt bag this weekend, so I'm a little beat, as was Paul. So he needs sleep. He's been pushing his body pretty hard for the last couple months, so it's time to take a break, I think, for him. Hopefully he should be back next week. He was excited about coming in next week. He's done for today. So it was a great weekend. We had the dirt bag this weekend. What a great ride. I highly recommend, if you're going to go on this ride, to bring dirt tires. I took my bike. I got the Harley out there in the mud for a little bit, man. It was interesting. It was quite a ride, I'll tell you what. Get the white knuckles going in the... It's exciting, man. It's super exciting. So, yeah, that was a great time. I don't feel like I deserve to be there, and I was honored to be invited. That was a fantastic ride. Great group of guys. But we'll talk more about that later. I want to get into some music. I do want to thank Seth and Aaron from The Creeps for those burnouts, man. Those guys were sick. So I thought I'd throw some music their way. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Up in me, kneel down, clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where you can't see. Inside my shell, I wait and bleed.
Goodbye! is up for red wine. Got a fucker every day just to feel alive. Sentimental in a rental falling by the wayside. The brain for the need to watch my back. My sanity is under attack. I got a crazy look in my eye. Since my girl ran off with a Mexican guy. Maybe I should swallow a little pill. Maybe I should listen to Dr. Phil. Modern life can certainly make one feel. Run. I was sitting on a corner of Hollywood and Vine where I saw Scarface at 75. I saw Chuck Berry at dawn with a wind. He had a little whitey snuggling up to him. The street was kind of dirty, but the street had soul. Saw Bobby Boyd picking through the Monster Mash show. I saw Frank Zappa eat a lonely hot dog. Heard Wild Thing played by the trucks. The rainbow leaves are watching my back. My sanity is under attack. Got a crazy look in my eye. Since my girl ran off with a Mexican guy. Maybe I should swallow a little pill. Maybe I should listen to Dr. Phil. Modern life could certainly make one ill.
What's happening? So that was the Stooges, Mexican guy. Song before that was Slipknot, Wait and Bleed. And then the Twats played Sanity Bomb before that, which I dedicated to my buddies. Those were insane burnouts. So that was a wild party. It was a long weekend. It started with memorial service on Friday. Said goodbye to a good friend. It was actually a really good crowd. It was a big deal. It was cool. So, peace, Ernie. Good people. So then I got the call about going on the Dirtbag, which it surprised me. So, and not only that, I needed a bike with rear pegs, which, you know, the one I have. I got two bikes. So the Harley has the rear pegs. And it was Paul. He said, you want to go on the Dirtbag? But can you carry a girl on back that's going to photograph the whole event? I heard she may be the official photographer of the Dirtbag Challenge. So we met on Saturday morning. Actually, I met everybody except for Paul on Saturday morning for the first time. And we left Bayview around 11 a.m. And it was a wild crowd. I have to give props to everybody. They were just a solid crowd. This young lady was hanging off the back of my bike. She was solid. Everybody was solid. It was just a good crowd. But yeah, it was super impressive, and I feel like I accomplished something. It was, you know, even though I didn't build a bike to take on it, it was an event. So we drove out of the city, headed north, 160 plus miles, I think almost 170, maybe a little more than that, north up into the mountains, and we camped out overnight. Which, yeah, it turned out the last 3 miles or so were on dirt in a off-highway vehicle park. So yeah, deep ruts, a little bit of mud. And I wasn't the only one with street tires on my bike. These guys, they powered through it, and they were on rigids the whole freaking way, man. It was just a really impressive sight. I had a really good time. They were all homemade, you know. It was badass. So if you missed it, plan on it for next year because it's a good one. Things are going to change up next year. Paul's still figuring out what exactly is going to be the final change-ups on the whole thing. But we're maybe thinking, or he's maybe thinking longer rides, I think, at this point. Or, yeah, we'll leave that up to him. There's a few ores in there, but I probably shouldn't have said as much as I did. So there's a lot going on. Yeah, went up to when I was in a, you know, once you get off the main freeways, man, you get up into those hills, and I was scraping pipes on one side, and it was just loose gravel, and so I wasn't pushing it too hard, you know, plus with the extra weight, it's a different beast, you know, and I don't want to hurt anybody. It's bad enough if I go down, but if I go down with somebody on back and they get messed up, I'm not cool with that, you know, so, and I'm usually riding solo cholo, so I was, it was a good time, man. Yeah, some of those guys were just riding, you know, and their breakdowns and fixing it and getting it going again and running out of gas. And I think 11 people made it up on homemade bikes, Paul leading the way. Paul's got a beautiful bike, by the way. If you get a chance to check it out, please go out of your way for it. It's sweet. It should be on the web. Should be on the Facebook page, I assume. So, yeah, so that was a great weekend. Sunday coming back. I laid back. We pulled over because Paul broke his adjuster on his bike, broke off, so his chain was loosening up as he was riding along. So we pulled over and we managed to fix that. But in the process, the rest of the guys were like, "Well, we're out," and I'm with the photographer, so I'm like, "So where are we going? We following the boys or we sticking with Paul?" And we ended up sticking with Paul, which was a good thing. Because he did get it going, and about, I don't know, an hour later on the road, we pulled up to a red light. We were coming off 29 onto 12 there, and we jumped on it, and he had me. He was out in front, and he was gone. And then I saw his chain went slack, and and it was making like a, I don't know, like a winding sound, and then he pulled over, and I did, and by the time I walked back the 30 feet from in front of him that I was, there was a nice puddle of oil underneath his bike, which was, it's like, all right, well, cool, at least we hung back with him, you know, we were there for him. Also, while we were pulled over the first time, Joyce, his beautiful woman, who I met this weekend, she's a sweet, sweet lady, badass, all my respect, Joyce. She pulled over, you know, just to hang out and see if we need anything. And Paul didn't need any help with what he was doing. We all laid off and just let him do his thing. And when she went to jump in her truck and started, that truck would not start. So we had to call AAA. Anyway, by that time, the boys were pretty well in front of us. But we did our best to catch up, and then the next breakdown happened. So I ran into town and got some JB Weld Quick, which sets in 6 minutes. It's amazing stuff, by the way. And a couple of bolts, and and Paul went to work and nailed it, man. We left there. I think we made it back from that turnoff from 121, 12 to 37 to 101, all the way into the city to the shop in like 40 minutes. And not one drop of oil came out of his bike. It was just smooth sailing the whole way. It was an amazing ride. And then the party began. But before that, Paul, Bill's at this vigil tonight as well. He's over in Oakland, the vigil for the people who lost their lives in that. It's just a tragedy. My heart goes out to everybody and the families, and it's just a terrible thing. So he's out there doing his vigil. I'm going to try and mellow things out here for a minute before I go and snap, but I'll be right back. Catch up with you in a minute. Summer night in Harlem.
sleep, I'm too poor to eat. I don't care if I die or not. Winter night in Harlem, oh, radiator won't get hot. Well, the mean old landlord, he don't care if I freeze to death or not. Saturday night in Harlem, everything's all right. You can't really swing and shake your pretty thing. The party's out of sight. Sunday morning here in Harlem, now everybody's all dressed up. Now the hip folks getting home from the party and the good folks just got up. Delegation wants a donation. Send a preacher to the Holy Land. Hey, hey, Lord, honey, don't give your money to that lying, cheating man. Saturday night in Harlem. Hey, hey, everything's all right. You can't really swing and shake your pretty thing. The party's outside.
Thank you.
Yeah, how about that, huh? So that was Bill Withers, Harlem. Great tune. And I threw a little Beck in there. Fucking with my head. So it was an exciting weekend. I had such a good time. So Paul, I don't know what he did. I wasn't paying too much attention. By the time I got back from, it was maybe 20 minutes took me maybe to go and get the stuff. Came back, he had the bike apart, what he needed to fix. It's ready to go. He JB welded it, let it set as he was fixing the rear so that the tire wouldn't slide anymore. The man's a genius. Side of the road, quick, in, bam. I mean, he was done in 10, 15 minutes. We were back on the road. In the meantime, he'd gotten a text. Yeah, I bought a quart of oil, threw that in there. He'd gotten a text from a friend, and I guess she lived up the road. And not even 2 minutes after I got to back to the bike, she pulls up. She's got turkey breast sliced in a bag. It must have been about 2 pounds, 3 pounds, and some chocolate, some bark, peppermint bark. I don't know what they call it. It's delicious. Sweet lady Trudy. Yeah, Paul's just, he's got connections and put a quart of oil in it, started it up. Not a drop. It looked like his chain actually swung around and caught the drain plug, and I think it whacked and cracked the case. Yeah, and he fixed that on the side of the road and got going on the bike that he'd already done 4,700 miles crossing the country in the dirt on fire roads. He's a badass in his own right. So it was a great weekend. Back to the party, ran into Wild Bill and our old friend Steve. They were there with Bill's son Wyatt. And a good crowd of, I would say, 300 plus people, all being very mellow. They were I mean, there was a band going on. You know, everybody's seeing people they haven't seen in a long time. You know, there's bikes parked up and down the street, and there's a lot of milling, you know, going around. But it wasn't crazy. You know, it wasn't like somebody was going to die. You know, like somebody gets stabbed or that kind of crazy shit. Nobody was fighting. Everybody was cool. Everybody was smiling. Everybody was just having a great time. It was a fantastic party, and got the awards handed out to all the boys that did their jobs. And once again, just total respect to these guys. The bikes they made, and to go that kind of distance. And, you know, I mean, I can only imagine, you know, and they're up, I mean, a few of them, they were up all night working on the bike, and they pushed it over from their shop with no sleep and then went on the ride. And it took us a while to get up there, you know, the last, even before we hit the dirt, it was dark. So, yeah, once we hit the dirt, it's a path, I don't know, maybe 20 feet wide in some spots with some ruts, you know, rain ruts, and there was a good patch of mud that was probably about 20 feet long, and there was standing water. You know, it's you had to pick your line real clean and do your best. But it was just an impressive, you know. And then once we did get to the campground, I actually met a young lady that was on the ride with us. She was from KQED or NPR, and she was recording the whole thing, and she's going to be doing a report on it, which is something to look forward to. Tiffany, sweet woman. Great rider. She was a badass. They were all badasses. It was just, you know, and just meeting those people that morning and them like warming up to me the way they did. It was cool, man. You know, sitting around the campfire talking shit is always fun. But it's, you know, it's a little iffy when you're the outsider. And I was totally comfortable with these folk. I was doing my thing. So we had a good weekend. Bill is mourning a loss. He did have a friend that was involved in that fire, so he's doing his thing as well. He needs to do his thing. Nothing really coming up other than that. Paul does have some ideas about changing up the dirt bag next year. You should be there. If you weren't there this year, go next year. Look into it. There's some movies out on the internet, I'm sure. The Rattler, Dirtbag. Dirtbag was the first one, I believe. And then the Return of the Rattler, Dirtbag 2, which is a great movie. It'll make you want to build a chopper and, like, do this thing. It's just, I've already looked into getting a bike. I lined up a bike. So now I just need to find a work spot for it and get the thing running and then figure out what I want to do to it. And I'm not even thinking for the dirt bag. I'm thinking for cruising around town. It should be just, you know, I'm thinking it'll be cool. So I'm looking forward to doing that. If anybody's got some space they want to let me do some work in, give me a holler. That'd be fantastic. I can get the work done. I just need a spot, and I'm hoping it won't take that long because I want to get that thing on the road. What else happened? Can't say the drive back, breaking down the party. The party was insane. It was such a good time. The punk bands were killer. And then they did burn the tires off a couple bikes on private property, of course, which was impressive. It was really freaking cool. It was badass, you know, smoking out the street, and there was just chunks of rubber everywhere. You know, it was just cool, man. You know, it got the crowd going. Everybody was into it. It was a fun time, man. So hopefully we'll be doing that again next year somehow, some way, somewhere. Of course, up to Paul. We'll see where he goes with it. I'm not going to bother you anymore. I'm going to put on some music. How about some, I believe this was recorded live in Australia.
Yeah! Drum solo! Drum solo!
Mr. Phil Rudd, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. Mr. Phil Rudd. All right, here's a song that we actually know, and we actually made it up, so I hope you actually enjoy it, and it goes actually like this.
My turn-ons are satin sheets, and the waves champagne tickles my nose.
You should follow me on Twitter. It's Jokes to Carl, the French duh, not the duh. Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube
with more.
Welcome to Let's Watch a Full-Length Movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman and Carl. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. He's Carl. We watch a full-length movie on YouTube. Perhaps you know us by our acronym, LWAFLMOYT. You can use that to find us on your favorite podcast application. You can find us at mutinyradio.fm, where we stream live every Tuesday p.m., Sundays Pacific Standard Time, courtesy of Manager Pam Benjamin. Big woot woot, Pam Benjamin. You can go ahead and donate money to the station, courtesy of Venmo at mutinyradio. That's what it is on Venmo. Radio. Carl, what movie are we watching today?
Yeah, you're right. We are watching The Salvation Hunters. The Salvation Hunters. That's what you put in your YouTube search engine. It's 1925, and you will come to a channel called The First Movie.
Doesn't sound promising, but okay. I did that, and I hit pause, so I have this movie queued up on 000, excuse me.
Buffer.
Carl? Yeah, so we are going to want you to do the same, and we are going to have a countdown. We're very pleased to have, during these times, the man himself, the countdown king, the maestro, descending numerals, Mr. 321. Bum 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 bum. Let's get ready to bum bum. Give it up for Mr. Paul Brumba.
Yay! Hey guys, it's great to be here in quarantine with y'all.
Happy quarantine.
Happy quarantine from the three corners of the earth. I know there's four corners, but we won't go there. All right, you guys. You know it. Let's do it. After you wash your hands, you put your hands on that little mouth. And you know the drill. Let's do this thing in 3, 2, 1, go. That's right. Von Steinberg's dedicated to the derelicts of Earth.
The derelicts.
Yeah, it's pronounced Earth.
But I'm fine.
Thank you. Paul, you're hanging out with us, right? You're here for the whole show. As our guest.
I'm going to hang out for as much as I can.
Just the whole thing. You can do the whole thing.
It's only 108
movie, right?
Minutes. Yeah.
104.57.
It's Olaf Hooten's best work, let alone Otto. Amazian.
I don't want to call him Joseph von Sternberg, you know, because he made up the Von.
Right, but that's his stage name.
Now, you just saw three of his films, right? What'd you think?
Yeah, so Criterion Collection released last year the silent pictures of Joseph von Sternberg, and I caught it right before the library closed, and I just watched all three. So I watched Underworld, which is fantastic. It was right after this movie. And he did a film about the Russian Revolution and about a film shooting a film about the Russian Revolution called The Last Command, where an actual Russian czar from 1819 is in this 1925 film production, and he's playing flashbacks. It's pretty cool. And then the last film was called The Docks of New York, which was basically a Popeye adventure where this mean guy, Bill, kicks ass. He's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, his films are good. But this one was all in the documentary supplements, The Thought, that this film is not about a subject, but it's about a concept, The Thought. And I said, my God, this film sounds so bad. Let's watch it.
Okay, so now we open up at the harbor, and this is where the dredge is. This is where the mud of the earth is.
Well, at least we're not we're watching a film to kind of sweep away the dredgery of our lives.
It's not so bad, right?
Yeah, right?
I got
to see literal dredgery.
I got PlayStation.
PlayStation, give it up. I have two PlayStations, man. 3 and 4 is functional. I've been going back and forth.
I have Tetris. I have a sex slave in the basement. I have chutes and ladders. Lots of things to keep me entertained.
Get out of here. Chutes and ladders and Tetris?
Yeah, and I have Risk and Monopoly, but Monopoly just makes the family fight.
Yeah.
Oh, duplicated something. You already said Risk in a hostage in the basement, so.
Oh, she's no hostage. She's a sex slave, but, you know, I also, never mind her. I also have a pinball machine to keep me interested in things. I got Gayru. We have air hockey.
You do not have a. Do you have a pinball machine?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We believe the sex slave, but not the pinball machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There wasn't
I'll
enough.
I'll trade you a jukebox for a pinball machine.
As if I needed a jukebox. There wasn't room enough in the game room, right? So I put the pinball machine on my elevator, and I took it to the third floor.
Your elevator.
And that's yeah. Where we have like a parlor.
How difficult was it to get your pinball machine into your elevator?
It was $400. That's how difficult. They did a good job, those guys.
Bass is right. You called up TaskRabbit.
Okay, now this...
I need to get my pinball machine.
Now, okay, you see him walking...
All right, go ahead.
Okay, that's the boy.
Mike,
yeah.
Chip. He is our first... And he's pretty much the star of the film. Now, this guy... He wanted to have a vehicle so that he could show people that he was an actor. And so he paid his own money for Von Starnberg to make this film.
So this is the first shopping mall acting school scam in American history.
Now look, it says the boy believed he was a failure because he was a coward. Okay? That plays into the plot. He's got to overcome
Mike
that.
Chill.
Yeah, he looks kind of chicken.
Now, here the director hits us over the head with the theme of the film. It is, he believes there are children of the mud in this world and children of the sun, okay? And he thinks he's in the middle.
Okay.
Like, he can get to the sun, even though he is in the mud, he can get to the sun. Now, the dredge in this film, and you guys already know this. Okay, it takes the mud out of the... under the river, and it puts it in the sun to dry. See? Children of the mud could become children of the sun. It's all up to you, this director claims.
And then they take...
Oh, my goodness. Is it 4 o'clock? That means it's time for funny people, including Will Brown. That's me, everybody. Join me today and my guest, Jonathan Ortiz, the proprietor of Dead Rabbits, the traveling comedy variety music show, from the back of his very own home, an RV that he tugs around from place to place. I am here in the studio of Muni Radio all by myself, waiting for my guest to arrive, and also waiting for, well, I mean, I guess I'm not waiting for Pam Benjamin. She's taught me how to use these controls, but gosh darn it. I'm not sure that I quite absorbed everything. I'm trying to figure out how these sliders work. We should be listening to some music. Ooh, that's the wrong slider. Learned that lesson. So anyways, I'm just going to continue talking until I get my music going. I'm excited to talk to Jonathan and find out all about I read on Facebook or something like that. He's collaborating with that comedy show in Pacifica that's also on Mondays. So I'm going to let him plug that. Also talk about the karaoke session that we had here at Karaoke Clubhouse a couple Fridays ago. But, you know, until then, I am going to play some... Or I'll just sing. Baby, here I am. I'm a man on the scene. I can't give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. Oh, here it is.
I I got some good old loving and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will come a dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but torso loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your candle, cause mama, I'm so hard to handle now, yes I am. I found that damn slider, it can't fool me for too long. Actions speak louder than words, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you place your ads with me for your comedy shows and such? That ain't nothing but 10-cent loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your candle, cause papa, I'm so hard to handle now, you surround. Hard, I am hard to handle. I'm gonna keep on singing and playing some music. If you're a funny person, you could be on the show one day. Hit me up on Instagram.